A few years ago, David Borgenicht of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, was a book agent. Then one day he read an article that gave him an idea for his own book. He and a friend, magazine writer Joshua Piven, produced an instant bestseller that developed an almost cult following. It's about life and death situations and how to survive them. The article that David Borgenicht was reading told people how they might safely land a small plane if the pilot passes out. It got him thinking about other hair-raising situations in movies and TV shows. Of course, it's one thing for an action hero to leap from a moving motorcycle into a car or fend off a killer shark, but how would ordinary, out-of-shape readers do it? How would they wrestle free from an alligator, for example, or survive if their parachutes do not open, or escape from a mountain lion? Borgenicht and Piven produced a pocket-sized book called The Worst Case Scenario Survival Handbook. In its first 8 months, it sold more than 1 million copies and has been reprinted at least a dozen times. Killer bees chasing you? Not a problem. Lost in the desert? Turn to page 129. Need to build a fire but don't have any matches? No sweat, write Borgenicht and Piven, who are themselves just ordinary physical specimens. Other advice? If you find yourself on top of a moving train, here's how to survive. Don't stand up. And what if a bull is charging you? Not to worry, say the authors. Don't antagonize the bull. Do not move. Look for an escape route. If one is not available, remove an article of clothing, such as your shirt, then throw the clothing away from you and run for your life in another direction. Common sense, perhaps, but it could come in handy. The authors have since produced a whole series of guides, reality television shows, and calendars about surviving everything from traveling to college to a game of golf. We should note that despite the helpful tips, the worst-case survival books are sold in the humor section of bookstores. I'm Ted Lanfair.